Well, as agritourism has grown over recent years, so has the level of liability ag operators of these operations must carry. Rusty Rumley with the National Agricultural Law Center at the University of Arkansas says a landowner must have liability coverage to include
the business invitee. And this is the one the farmers and landowners typically don't have a lot of interaction with until they start opening up things like agritourism operations. This is where the farmer has the highest duty, and this is where there's some business purpose that the person is attending. Typically, it's the person is paying to be there.
As Rumley says, the basic liability duty of the operator is to make the premises reasonably safe.
Farming operations, there's all kinds of risks that you may or may not be thinking about. Bees, for example, could be one risk. Somebody can go out there, get stung by a bee. If they're highly allergic to it, it could result in serious injury or death. And it's something that a farmer can go out there and check for bees, but there's no guarantee that a farmer is going to be able to take care of every single bee, wasp, hornet on their property. And there's also other dangers. There's potholes. There's limbs on the ground. There's all kinds of obstructions out there that someone could trip over and get hurt. So there's no real way to go out there and make the premises perfectly safe.
Which is why Rumley notes that many agritourism operations are limited to a small area.
You've got a large farming operation. You need to confine the participants to a small area. If you can keep them into a smaller area, you can do a much better job policing that area and trying to remove as much risk as possible.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.